British novelist Robert Liddell, who died in 1992, has been called the most unknown major British writer of this century. But that situation is changing. The latest Liddell novel to make it over to this side of the Atlantic is Kind Relations, a 1939 novel that was the first in a trilogy Liddell wrote about his own family. Maureen Corrigan has a review.
Lots of women who've written slim, slice-of-life novels have been compared to Jane Austen. There's Barbara Pym, Muriel Spark, even the glum Anita Bruckner. But Robert Liddell is the only male novelist I can think of who critics almost universally liken to Austen. And having just read Liddell's ironic elegy on his own childhood, entitled Kind Relations, I can see why. Liddell's world is the width of a couple of English country houses. Though his novel spans the years 1914 to 1918, the First World War takes place offstage, just as the Napoleonic Wars made only a muted impact on Austen's fiction. Both Liddell and Austen prefer to zoom in on the battle of wills that rages within families and between friends and lovers. Austen's droll narrators like to float above these clashes and give color commentary. That's where Liddell breaks away from his mentor. In Kind Relations, the story is filtered through the consciousness of a little boy who's the pawn in a family feud. Nothing too nasty happens here, no physical abuse or neglect. But Liddell does such an exquisite job of recapturing childhood anxieties. He makes you squirm in your seat and feel again the misery of a child's utter dependence on adults. Kind Relations gave me a gut-level understanding of why all the little kids I know revere the Macaulay Culkin of the Home Alone movies, as though he were a pint-sized Spartacus. Kind Relations opens on the destruction of 6-year-old Andrew Farrington's world. War breaks out, his father, an army colonel, is dispatched to Egypt, and his mother dies. Andrew learns of her death from his nurse, nicknamed Nandy. Here's how he reacts. Andrew buried his head in Nandy's lap and cried into her apron. Andrew wondered when his mother would come back. He thought of asking Nandy, but something prevented him. He was afraid of being told for certain that she would not return. He wanted so much to be able to believe that she would. Deep inside, that dim yearning always remains with Andrew, even as he comes to understand his mother has been called away for more than just a heavenly rest cure. Andrew, his baby brother Stephen, and Nandy settle in for the duration of the war with two of Andrew's aunts. But then another aunt maneuvers the boys away to her house, where they're tormented by their older cousins. Meanwhile, back in Egypt, Colonel Farrington has remarried. And much to Andrew's patriotic horror, his new stepmother is a Hun. Occasionally, Liddell gives us glimpses of how the war accelerated life in even Andrew's sleepy English village. No more Gilbert and Sullivan evening band concerts. Everybody's busy rolling bandages instead. But mostly, Kind Relations sticks to the slow time of the nursery and the schoolroom. As a novelist, Liddell is like some kind of sweet, sympathetic uncle who plays on the floor with his child characters and enters completely into their imaginations. This sounds cloying, but it's not, because Liddell also never forgets the constant, low-level childhood dread of hearing the footsteps of an approaching adult.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Kind Relations by Robert Liddell.